like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, yeah, hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. The cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Oh, come on.
Great music. Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Phoenix Police Department says the bomb squad is responding to an area outside Turning Point U.S. headquarters where people have been gathering since the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. Phoenix police confirm they were notified about a suspicious bag and say they cleared the area out of an abundance of caution. It comes a day after suspect Tyler Robinson was charged in Kirk's murder. He remains in Utah County Jail. President Trump and the First Lady are at Windsor Castle for a state visit hosted by the royal family. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the historic visit.
With this visit, the president becomes the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for two state visits by a British monarch, having already been hosted by the late Queen Elizabeth II in 2019.
Anti-Trump protesters also demonstrated in parts of London. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its two-day policy meeting this afternoon. The board poised to lower interest rates, analysts say, for the first time this year. This is ABC News. There's a growing controversy involving Publishers Clearing House. The company filed for bankruptcy in April, and that's left some winners without their so-called forever payments. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
One man who was promised $5,000 per week for life back in 2012, enough to retire on, telling KGWTV in Oregon he no longer receives the money he relied on.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Gaming platform ARB Interactive acquired the company out of bankruptcy this summer and established a new platform for sweepstakes opportunities. But ARB says it's not responsible for paying out prizes issued by Publishers Clearinghouse before July 15th.
Prize winners may be eligible to receive assets through the bankruptcy process. Snow could soon be in the National Toy Hall of Fame. The Winter Powder, among the 12 finalists for the class of 2025. Along with snow, other contenders include Trivial Pursuit, Scooters, and Slime. The winners announced in November. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you you like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the mid-80s. Chance of showers and storms returning by early evening. They do look to keep us damp through the night, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs cooler, flirting with 80, more showers and storms by the afternoon. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A woman is dead after a Milwaukee police officer hit her with his squad car. Ted Allen has more.
Police say an officer was checking on the welfare of an individual that was walking in and out of the street on the south side late Tuesday morning when the officer's vehicle struck a woman lying at the entrance of an alley. She later died at a hospital. An autopsy by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner will determine her cause of death. The 18-year veteran officer involved is on administrative duty as the Waukesha Police Department leads an investigation.
Another Democrat entering the race for Wisconsin governor, Madison State Representative Francisca Hong, announced her candidacy Wednesday morning. She joins a field of Democrats that include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royce. And Costco issuing a recall on bottles of Prosecco sold in Wisconsin. The bottles have been known to explode just sitting there on a shelf. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Allen, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Entech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. Entech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Powerbill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health and Entech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include introduction of the new staff, approval of the fall 2025 dual credit requests, an update on the 25-26 preliminary enrollment numbers and enrollments from the district and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Meanwhile, due to a lack of agenda items, tonight's Pepin County Board meeting has been canceled. The county board's expected to meet again October 22nd. Bond has been set at $10,000 for a man accused of recording a woman in the shower on the campus at UW-Eau Claire. The incident happened Saturday at Towers Hall, with the victim saying the suspect, since identified as 26-year-old Deshaun Barkas, fled the scene after being spotted. Barkas was later arrested on a charge of capturing an intimate representation without consent and invasion of privacy with a surveillance device. A man who prosecutors say fatally shot his stepfather has learned his fate. Reports say on January 18th of 2024, Alan Fry went to his mother's Farnham Street home in La Crosse and shot 61-year-old Bradley Fredrickson multiple times. Fredrickson died at the scene. Fry pleaded no contest by reason of mental disease or defect to second-degree intentional homicide charges back in July and has now been remanded to a state mental health facility for a term of 35 years. A Wisconsin supermarket chain that started here in western Wisconsin will have new ownership. The latest consolidation in the industry will have St. Louis-based Schnucks Markets buying 100% of DePere-based Scoggins Festival Foods and its hometown grocers. The deal includes shares in the trust of the employee stock ownership plan. Schnucks Festival Foods and hometown grocers will become part of the new 1939 group, named for the year that the first Schnucks store opened. Festival Foods has more than 40 locations around Wisconsin and started back in the 60s as Scoggins IGA in La Crosse. Now both will maintain their separate corporate headquarters. The Eau Claire Police Department is planning an event aimed at helping families recognize and deal with sextortion. The event, called Protecting Our Youth, Understanding Sextortion, will take place October 1st at the Eau Claire Police Department and include comments from members of law enforcement and from parents who have experienced the loss of a child due to sextortion. That event will run from 4:30 to 8 p.m. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on amending the county supervisory district maps, issuing $3 million in general obligation promissory notes, and reports from county committees and the county administrator. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. in room 54 of the Dunn County Government Center. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is promoting the state's energy efforts. Evers was in La Crosse on Tuesday, visiting a residence that has seen multiple improvements through the Badger State Energy Innovation Grant Program. The governor says it's important for folks to seek out credits available through that program and others, like the Homes Program, so they can make improvements to their residence when possible to save money on energy. Sentencing has been ordered for a Chippewa Falls man convicted on federal drug charges. Leroy McNamara was arrested after prosecutors say he sold methamphetamine twice to a confidential informant. He later pled guilty to a distribution charge and has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. An elementary school in Menominee is getting a new playground built with help from four former Green Bay Packer players. As part of its hometown huddle program, former Packers Jared Abadaris, Ezra Tualalo, Julianus Costin, and Chris Francis all helped install the new accessible equipment at River Heights Elementary School. Now, the school is currently renovating its playground to include accessible equipment. The project was funded by both the Green Bay Packers, along with donations from the River Heights Elementary School parent-teacher organization. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands show that mosquitoes are attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam fill out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.3 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't drink beer. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the mid-80s. Chance of showers and storms returning by early evening. They do look to keep us damp through the night, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs cooler, flirting with 80, more showers and storms by the afternoon. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Brewers and Angels play Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central down to 7 after last night's 9-2 win. Brandon Woodruff will get the nod for the Brewers tonight. He's 6-2. Cubs wrapping up their 3-game series in Pittsburgh this afternoon. They're 5 games behind the Brewers but have a 5-game lead on San Diego for the top wild card spot in the National League. The Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's road game at Cleveland, and the Badgers continuing preparations for their Big Ten opener against Maryland at Camp Randall on Saturday. There's women's college volleyball on tap tonight. 7th-ranked Wisconsin making the trip to Milwaukee to take on unranked Marquette. 8 p.m. start at Fiserv Forum. And the Badger women's hockey team will open its season ranked number one in both the U.S. College Hockey Online and USA Hockey polls. Badgers unanimously secured all first-place votes in both polls. They'll open September 26th at Bemidji. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The trucks return north to the Magic Mile. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
I do think that if you always are scared to make the big moves, you're just always going to be following the person that did.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Reddick slides up the racetrack. Briscoe gets away off turn 4.
And in-depth breakdowns of the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
For the first time since 2017, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will race at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Saturday with the running of the EJP 175. Saturday's race is also the final in the 10-driver round of the playoffs. Jake Garcia and Chandler Smith are currently outside of the all-important top 8 following the first 2 races at Darlington Raceway and Bristol Motor Speedway. Locked into the round of 8, the 2 winners of those events, Corey Heim and Lane Riggs. Hear live coverage of the race on the NASCAR Racing Network on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time from the Granite State. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
If you can't get rid of the weeds in your yard, eat them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are wild plants all around that are actually good for you and quite tasty when fixed right as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Dandelion leaves on my salad before. It's interesting how a common weed can add so much flavor. I know there are more wild plants I could eat, and I'd like to learn what they are and how to do it. John Kalis is the director of Wild Food Adventures. He educates people on how to find edible wild plants in natural settings. He calls these plants native to humans because we see them everywhere around us. Unfortunately, we try to kill off many of those plants that are a culinary delight.
Dandelions are a very good example of one of those things you can get started with because they pretty much grow everywhere. You could also do cat's ear. That's another excellent plant that's often confused with dandelion. It's called false dandelion. In the middle of the summer, you've got a plant called purslane. And lamb's quarters is another thing, also known as wild spinach, one of the most nutritious leafy greens ever analyzed.
There are hundreds of wild edibles. Kalis says the key to success is knowing which parts of a plant you can eat, at what stage of growth, and the correct method of preparation.
And a good example of that is curly dock. If you just taste a raw leaf 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be bitter, astringent, papery, you know, just a generally miserable experience. But if you chop that up and you boil it for just a few minutes, it becomes a delicious, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth food.
How do you know if a wild plant is safe? Kayla says you have to be sure, and the best way to learn is with an instructor. However, there are books and field guides that can also help you identify what you're looking for. Learn more about eating wild plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
78 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 60 to 1725. November up 47 to 1683. December up 45 to 1702. January milk up 26 to 17 even. Cheese markets are higher. Barrels up 2 3/4 to 164. 40-pound blocks up 5 3/4 to 168.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4 to 181. 9 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 114.5. 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 61. And one trade on the day. Cattle markets are lower with no substantial support arising from anywhere. It comes as no surprise. Live and feeder cattle contracts are again trading lower. Now seeing the spot December contract in the live cattle markets growing closer to the market's 40-day average. Anxiousness has become the underlying tone of the live cattle market. Box beef prices are also lower. Now, although prices in the countryside remain at historical highs for feeder cattle, the trade is seeing the pullback in prices in the countryside as more unweaned and unvaccinated calves are now trading. Hog markets mostly lower without enough support developing in the market's fundamentals. The lean hog contracts have been left with no other option but to trade slightly lower. October, though, is higher due to higher midday pork cutout values. October live cattle down 222 to 231.22. December down 247 to 232.67. February down 262 to 234.37. September feeder cattle down 362 to 354.70. October down 510 to 349.20. November down 507 to 344.32. October hogs up 15 cents to 97.52. December down 50 cents to 87.72. February down 30 cents to 89.90. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are lower today as as the markets had retested the daily high early. The weather should allow for good early harvest progress around rains in the west. Now, soybeans also moving mostly lower as well, as soybean oil is becoming the downside leader in the product complex. Early harvest in the east will ramp up quickly with the dry finish. South American weather looks to present limited issues as we head toward the early part of fieldwork season. Wheat markets are lower as well, as the market is working to hold the move through resistance scored on Tuesday. Wet weather in the plains will fade this week to help planting progress, along with warmer temperatures to boost early emergence. Mantif wheat is also moving back of the lower end of the range. December corn down 3.25 to 426.25. March and May down 2.5. March at 444.5. May at 454.25. New crop 26 down 2.5 to 467. November beans down 6 to 1043.75. January down 6.25 to 1063. March down 6.25 to 1078. New crop 26 down 4.75 to 1083.75. October soybean meal down 70 cents to 285.10. October soybean oil down $1.29 to 51.40. December wheat in Chicago down 6.25 to 527.75. March down 5.75 to 546. Minneapolis wheat December down 4 to 572.5. March down 3.25 to 593.5. Energy markets today: October crude oil down 28 cents to 64.24. November down 27 cents to 63.89. October and November gas both down a cent. October at 203. November at 197. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Nationwide year-round sales of E15 would be a win-win. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The push is on to get year-round E15 available across the entire nation. Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith says it would be a win-win.
We've had presidents from both parties offer the waiver. That's great, but it's not like getting it in statute. Getting it in statute for year-round E15 marketing, you know, it's not a mandate. It's simply allowing retailers to offer that product to their customers on a year-round basis. That would be great for corn country. I think consumers would appreciate it as well. It offers some price relief at the pump. But overall, I think, you know, more consumer choice is always a good thing.
Smith says Washington has taken steps in that direction, but now They just need to finish the job.
We came so close at the end of last year because we had that the government funding bill going through that didn't ultimately work out. We're looking for another vehicle there. I don't want to give up on a standalone approach either because I think it has a lot of bipartisan support. So we're examining all of the avenues as we move forward, certainly making sure, though, that everyone is aware that this is a good thing. It has bipartisan support. It's good for consumers and good for producers. Let's get this done.
Recently, California, the state's largest automobile market, did pass allowing for year-round sales of E15 in that state. And earlier this year, the EPA also allowed upper Midwest states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan, to also have sales of year-round E15. Now it's just DC's turn to make year-round E15 available for all states across the United States. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Corn harvest is quickly approaching, and in many parts of farm country, it is looking like a bumper crop. Ben Pisto, Wisconsin regional manager with Bex Hybrids, says farmers are preparing for a barn buster.
A lot of guys are frustrated because the crop price is not what we'd like it to be, but the reality is there's a very good crop across the Midwest. In fact, Wisconsin's one of the highest rated states relative to how we've been in the past. We are going to have a very good crop, really from Green Bay all the way down to Platteville, from Milwaukee all the way up to here towards Menominee. The crop looks really good. If there's differences, it's because the manager didn't do a good job. The crop overall, we had an ideal growing season. We're going to have the bushels, and you know what? I'd rather just have the bushels. We can market them maybe a little bit later, but you don't want to be the guy that didn't have the bushels and it's a low price. So consider the blessings we do have in having the crop and do the best you can on the marketing side from here on out.
Pisto says one negative this year was the onset of southern rust, which did cast a footprint from Georgia to Arkansas and up through the Plain States. But he believes it should not be a problem in the Midwest next year.
When you start looking at, like, southern rust, that's an anomaly, okay? So I don't even expect to see that for probably the next 10 years, would be my guess. That's very much based on this year, hot summer nights, southern winds. So I would not make any drastic decisions to what I do next year based on the southern rust this year. But it's a good reminder that the healthier we keep the crop from everything else, the better it will do against things like southern that come in unexpectedly.
Ben Pisto of Bex Hybrids. The Trump administration is evaluating whether to grant aid to American farmers this fall. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said Monday, "We're working with our colleagues in Congress and closely monitoring markets daily to evaluate the amount of additional assistance that might be needed this fall," she said. Rollins was talking at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture in Rogers, Arkansas. Chair John Boozman of Arkansas told The Hill that the senator, quote, is engaging with his colleagues in the administration about the dire circumstances in rural America and the need to provide farmers resources to continue farming, unquote. Boozman told Brownfield Ag News earlier this month that everything's on the table regarding assistance to farmers. Rollins' comments come as Chinese buyers have yet to purchase any soybeans from U.S. farmers, despite increased production yields relative to last year. China is utilizing soybeans as a bargaining chip in the ongoing trade negotiations with the Trump administration. As House Agriculture Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson prepares to introduce legislation aimed at easing the farm labor crisis, farmers in the Pennsylvania Republicans district are hoping he's heard their cries that they need more help right now. According to Politico, in Tioga County, where President Trump won 75% of the vote in 2024, farmers are now losing patience with the White House's promise of a quick solution for farm workers. Their urgent need is highlighted by stories like those of multi-generational dairy farms that sold off all their dairy cows because the owner could not find workers. "The whole thing is screwed up," said John Painter, a three-time Trump voter who runs an organic dairy farm in Westfield. Agriculture Secretary Rollins' assurances that American workers and machines can help close the gap is ringing hollow among farmers. "People don't understand that if we don't get more labor, our cows don't get milked and our crops don't get picked," said Tim Wood, a dairy farmer and member of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau's board of directors. The USA and India are stepping up talks to resolve their trade tensions, with two separate teams of officials meeting in New Delhi this week, according to Bloomberg. The Indian team talks began Tuesday morning with the visiting U.S. trade delegation led by Brendan Lynch, assistant trade representative for South and Central Asia, a person familiar with the matter said in New Delhi, asking not to be identified as discussions are private. The meeting between the trade teams is expected to decide the future course of India-U.S. negotiations. Two sides are seeking to resolve their differences after the U.S. slapped India with a 50% tariff last month. That's the highest in Asia, to penalize the country for its trade barriers and the country's purchase of Russian oil. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Another warm day today in our ag weather forecast, but an unsettled stretch of weather is expected for at least the first half of the weekend, with chances of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, light winds becoming southwest at around 5. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms late, lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, light winds becoming east at 5 to 7, 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 64 to 69%, east winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible, could see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Baby, what do you say? We just get lost. One horse town, like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener.
ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear near George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your memory takes control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. It's now and then what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
Round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down. Roll into town, shine the old truck up. Swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box. Then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down the little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. You're wearing those frayed out cutoffs, makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you.
support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
For the weekend, I ain't gonna jump off the deep end. I ain't gonna ask where your ring is. Thing is, we all got secrets. You don't wanna hear about my last breakup. I don't wanna worry about space you take up. I don't even care if you're here when I wake up. It's just a room.